Next, I welcome the return of film essayist Chris DeShiel to take a closer look at some short films debuting this weekend that each provide a glimpse into the future of filmmaking.
I Dream in Widescreen is an annual presentation of senior thesis films from students at the University of Arizona School of Theater, Film, and Television. It's happening at the historic Fox Theater on May 7th at 7 p.m. There will be awards, which is fun, but more importantly, it's a showcase of new talent where we get to see young filmmakers spread their cinematic wings in public for the first time. The show features 12 short movies, averaging 10 minutes each. Now, the short form may take less time than a feature-length film, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Reaching an audience in 10 minutes is a delicate business, and it takes some confidence and courage to pull it off. All of the films are worth our time. I will mention three of them that stand out for me, just to whet your appetite. I can't help but be impressed by the professionalism of Zoe Lambert's documentary about the U of A women's basketball team's past season called Changing of the Guard. The 2020-21 Wildcats, led by their amazing star, Ari McDonald, made it all the way to the championship game, losing in a squeaker to Stanford. So, in the 2021-22 season, with McDonald gone to the WNBA, the players talk about maintaining their standard of excellence. Interviews and voiceover from Sam Thomas and other players are accompanied by footage from team practices and games, while they share their thoughts about the challenges of the upcoming season, along with their admiration for each other and the coaching staff, especially head coach Adia Barnes. Lambert's film conveys the essential information in a short running time. That's how you do it. 19, spelled with the number 9 in the word teen, is an affecting personal documentary by Desiree Bure. It's about a young Tucson rapper, Dakota Dylan Wester, whose name as a rap artist was Dax. He died from an overdose of fentanyl and a pill he was told was a Xanax. I admire the way Bure centers the film on Dakota's mother, brother, and friends, who talk about their love for him and how special he was, along with a lot of photos and clips from home movies. There's no judgmentalism. The main point is the appreciation of a young man's life, while along the way, the risk posed by fentanyl is acknowledged. A fine, sensitive tribute. In my opinion, fiction shorts are more difficult to do well than nonfiction, simply because it's harder to create a story with enough style to make its mark in such a limited running time. A Man's Man by Jacob Robinson can veer at times towards being too glib, but it's ambitious enough to make an impact. It's the story of a very depressed young man who attempts suicide, and his brother who desperately wants to save him from himself. There's good acting from the leads, with an ending that is funny and touching, and the story smartly depicts how supposedly masculine ways of communication can end up preventing guys from asking for help. I got a lot of pleasure from seeing new film artists showing what they can do, and audiences for I Dream in Widescreen will, I think, enjoy it too. For Arizona Spotlight, this is Chris DeShiel.
I Dream in Widescreen begins at 7 p.m. on Saturday, May 7th, downtown at the Fox Tucson Theater.